Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day. To let it get away.
34 after the hour now. The Doug, Victoria, and Jennifer Experience. DVJ, VDJ, V. Well, it's a victory. Well,
VDJ.
Yeah, what? Yeah, right. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. The story from Forbes magazine, the 400 richest people in America. 10% of them are immigrants. Immigrants, not the illegal immigrants that you hear from mostly Donald Trump, but others. And the group includes Elon Musk, Rupert Murdoch, Jan Koum, who's the WhatsApp creator, John Katsimatidis, he's the guy who owns all the grocery stores in New York. Katsimatidis, I believe that's how you pronounce his name. Very influential Democratic donor. He is. I don't know. Murdoch is on the right. And I say that because I recognize it. I don't know what Elon Musk's politics are, frankly. And I don't care. Here's a guy. When you look at this list, the 42 immigrants have a combined net worth of $250 billion. They're adding billions of dollars into the economy. And the reason that I bring this up, as you look at these reports on immigration and entrepreneurship and that sort of thing, we are now in a position, we are discouraging people like this from staying in our country because of the stupid Patriot Act. And it really is, at this point, it's inane. It's an insult. The Patriot Act is ridiculous. It has no value whatsoever. But yet, some of these clowns who want to use the immigration issue as a political tool, they point to it. Well, we've got to protect ourselves. You wouldn't be able to protect yourself if you had an arsenal, some of these clowns. They're talking and they say nothing. I am very much in favor of curbing the flow of illegal immigration into our country, especially when you look at the stats and you see how many of these people get into trouble and they don't get prosecuted. They get deported and then they come back in the country. Wasn't it about a month ago? I went through the story of a guy who'd been arrested 11 times on DUI. And the final straw was he got involved in an accident. Every single time he was arrested, he was involved in an accident. But the last one, he killed somebody in a car crash because he was drunk and illegal. And instead of prosecuting him, they just put him on a plane and send him back to where he came from. And then he'd work his way back across the border, go to the same town, live the same way, get into cars, and get into trouble, and they just deport them over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. So those people, that's why you need to have a government that actually is about service, that people in the government actually think, okay, let's look at this person individually. Can he contribute to our society? Yes. Then you bring him in, you encourage him to stay, and you get the best you can out of him. And likewise, he gets to live a wonderful life in this country. But instead, we treat them all the same. These nincompoops look at somebody and say, oh, well, look at that name. He must be illegal. He must not belong here. And by the same token, on the other side, the people who want to keep everybody because of their name or heritage, and we're being horribly discriminatory by what we say about illegal Mexican immigrants or Hispanic immigrants. No, we're just not being very discerning in how we treat the problem. And so with all these people that we were fortunate enough to get in our country, who have created all this wealth that they wouldn't probably have been able to do if they went to another country, and we wouldn't have had the benefit of them now being Americans, they all have gone through the process properly. They all have become Americans legally. And so why can't we follow that model? Bring people in. We have people that come to this country that are discouraged from staying because of the national origin. Remember I told you the story, Richie, you don't remember this because I think I told it before you were here, Victoria. Last winter, it was last Christmas, matter of fact, I rented a car from what is basically the Airbnb of car rental. It's called Turo, T-U-R-O. And in Los Angeles, I needed a car for 4 or 5 days, and the rates were crazy with Enterprise. So I happened to find this company, and the rates were almost half what I would have paid, and it was a Dodge Charger.
So you're basically renting somebody's car?
Well, that's
kind of a genius idea.
Yeah, it is somebody. Well, yeah, that's how it got started.
Wonder what their insurance rates become.
Then there have been entrepreneurs who started doing this who were going out and buying cars and just putting them into the system, and they could make money doing it. Thus was the case of the fellow who owned this particular company that was using Turo in Los Angeles. He was a Russian immigrant. The Russians paid for him to come to this country and go to a community college in California. He went through the process, did all the paperwork, became a legal citizen, and was a mechanic at a garage. A lot of Russians in Southern California, especially Los Angeles County, and they all take care of each other. So they had a garage, and he was working in the garage. And he and some of his friends bought a few cars to put into this system. And when I talked to him, he had 50 cars and rented them all out. And he had 3 or 4 people that were working with him, a mechanic, people to keep the cars clean. And they'd pick you up and bring you to a grocery store parking lot where you could pick up the car. And that's what I did. And so I talked to him when he was bringing me back to the airport. He said he was 28, 29 years old. He said in 2 or 3 years, he'll have 200 cars and he'll make $2 million a year.
Good for him.
I said to him, well, did you come to this country expecting to do that? He said, yes, I knew exactly what I could do because Americans are too lazy to do the same thing. They'd rather collect $30,000 and do nothing. And I thought, here's a Russian who knows what's going on, as do many others who would come here. And like I keep talking about the Somalians that go up to Lewiston, Maine, who are collecting that same $30,000 and not even citizens.
Let me ask you something. When he took you to that grocery store parking lot, did he use a Slim Jim or a lockpick set to get into the car that he lent you?
No, he had the keys with you. It was all very legitimate. Yeah. But anyway, you get the point of what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's just, we have no common sense here. And I don't see anybody running for office anywhere. It's got a lot of common sense. Okay, here's another good item. A psychosomatic medicine study shows researchers have tracked 53,000 men and women over 15 years to rate their sense of humor. And basically the bottom line is that people with a really good sense of humor live a long time. They used a questionnaire to assess the sense of humor that each person had, and some of the questions were kind of silly. Women who had high cognitive humor scores, that is, the best sense of humor, had a 48% lesser risk of death, with 83% less likelihood of dying from infection, 73% less likely from heart disease.
Which is the number one killer of women.
Yes,
beyond breast cancer and the heart disease is number one killer of women.
Number one, yep.
And it's and most of it, I'm sure Dr. Ken would say, most of it is stress-related.
Yep, that's what he was talking about on the program yesterday.
Yeah, women hold stress more than men do.
Yep, or men who are in touch with their feminine side. One or the other.
Don't. Goes. Yeah, you're right. No, men who, absolutely.
So you got a good sense of humor, you live longer. Ah, yes, it's for you, this clever anecdote. All right. So those are the good news stories. Bad news today. I got to have one bad news story. No laughing reason. This is not a laughing matter. Some of the troops from Afghanistan who are in our country for military training are missing. Pentagon says there were 2,200 Afghans that have come to our country to work with the military. 44 have gone missing, and nobody knows where they are. It's unclear whether they came here.
Anybody search strip clubs?
They came and they just sort of disappeared into the background. But the U.S. government says we have ensured, the Defense Department has ensured, that these people are not associated with extremist groups.
Well, it's been happening for years. We had 3 or 4 people that disappeared from one of these training visits 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Yeah.
What do they think? They're going to go, oh, yeah, no, I really want to go back.
Right.
Well,
yeah, they come over
They're
here.
In Lewiston, Maine.
Right.
Yeah, right.
There They're already collecting their 30,000.
They're collecting. They're up there. They're ready to go. People in the news. Remember Rachel Dolezal?
Yes. The NCAA.
The white lady who was the
one who identified as black.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
So she's been invited to attend the annual Martin Luther King Dream Fest celebration in a North Carolina community. The event is in Cary, North Carolina, featuring discussions about race relations, racial identity, which is why the organizers invited her. Celebration's theme is healing race relations through conversation and participation. The organizers said they chose to invite Ms. Dolezal because she'd been depicted as a major villain through media because of her preference of racial identity. And yet she didn't steal it from anybody. She didn't murder anybody. She didn't rob anybody. She only had an affinity for a group of people. She served her community well, and we want to hear from her. And you know what? I have no argument with that.
Frankly. I don't either, except doesn't she have, like, mental problems?
Yeah.
I mean.
But on the surface, it's okay. Yeah. My next person in the news today, Major General Ron Lewis. Know who he is?
Oh, this guy.
His career has been derailed because of extramarital affairs, unauthorized uses of government resources, and trips to strip and sex clubs. Series of visits to strip clubs in Seoul and to Rome. I didn't know they had strip clubs in Rome. I didn't think they were allowed. My heavens. Candy bar.
They have one at the
Circa,
Vatican.
Circa, boom, boom. He paid for all this stuff with his government credit card.
Like, how dumb are you?
Another one who's in trouble, Major General David Haight, H-A-I-G-H-T, did the same thing. Brigadier General Michael Bobek, same thing. He was with the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Yeah.
Investigators discovered he had an 11-year affair with a woman that included multiple trips to sex clubs all across the countries in Malaysia. Bobek was fired. This is incredible. And this is where it took somebody on the outside to figure this out.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So how many brains do you have inside that head of yours? And yep, it's a trick question. The answer, 4.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
No, it's not weird. Not real. It's actually quite normal.
That's right, 4. There are 3 inside of your head. Okay, I'm getting technical. But based on the laws of encephalization, your brain grew from 1 part into 3. But here's the rest of the science. New research suggests that we have a 4th brain hiding somewhere in our abdomen.
Oh, now you're just being crazy.
This brain is responsible for digestion, which is an act so complicated it needs its own specialist directing the activity. Now, what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, have you ever heard or used the expression, I have a gut feeling? The truth, you probably do, and you got a specialized brain to help you monitor it. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Today on App Check, vegetable photograph collection will leave you speechless. 9 pictures of... Are grapes really a vegetable? Vegetable photograph collection... Struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Jeff Weinstein started The Counter, a custom-made burger joint with 3 simple goals.
To earn a good income.
To serve customers great food at a good price.
To have a place to take his wife for dinner.
Customers flocked to his place. He started franchising. Now he's in over 35 locations, and that created a problem.
He struggled with work-life balance. Then he got a big idea. He used his strengths to custom build his life.
Now he flows like soda between his personal and professional worlds.
At home, he often gets ideas for work and vice versa. He pays attention to all the important people and priorities in his life all the time.
Use your strengths to build a life on your own terms. That's Big Success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This former MVP led the NFL in touchdown passes in 1974 and 76. He's a four-time Pro Bowler who led the Oakland Raiders to victory in Super Bowl XI. So where is Ken Stabler now? After retiring, Ken became a broadcaster for a CBS NFL telecast before moving to radio in 1998. In 2009, the University of Alabama announced Ken would not be returning following his third DUI arrest since 1995. Ken has managed to stay in the spotlight, even appearing on a tailgating episode of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
So here we are, Oakland, California, hanging out with the Raider legend, Kenny Stabler. Now, Snake and I are checking out all the tailgating, Triple D style.
Kenny Stabler, still partying hard. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Okay, so a couple of people in the, in the news today. One of them is Snoop Dogg. Do anybody know what his real name is? Snoop Dogg.
I want to say Curtis something. I forget.
Curtis, that's perfect.
Curtis LeMay. Anyway, Snoop Dogg has a new job.
It is.
He's the spokesperson. What, you give me his new job or you give me his name?
No, I'm
Calvin.
Giving his name.
Calvin. Yeah. Yeah. It was a C.
Cortazar Calvin Broadus Jr.
Good for him. So anyway, Snoop
he's
Dogg.
He's a Canadian. Holy crap.
Yeah.
He's a Canadian.
He is. And he just got a job this week being the spokesperson for the
No,
first-
he's not Canadian. He's from Long Beach, California.
No, he's from California. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But he got a job this week as the spokesperson for the first nationwide Canadian weed company. And the marijuana distributor said, quote, Snoop Dogg is one of the most trusted voices in cannabis, end quote.
Yes. Yeah, they got you there.
I think you're probably right about that.
That'll be on his gravestone.
You are what, Richie?
Do you know all of his nicknames, Doug? I figured you might.
Not really.
Snoop Rock, Snoop Doggy Dog, Snoop Lion, DJ Snoopadelic. Snoop Zilla, Big Snoop Dogg, and Snoop Scorsese.
Big Bad Snoop. All right, we got him taken care of.
I'm going to start calling you that.
The Dogster. The Snoopster. It's 10 minutes before the hour here, DJV.
Snoop Dougie Dog.